Well, what I'd like to start off saying is I want to thank all the rescue team, all the flight team, everybody that's kept my daughter here with me. It means a lot to me. She's doing really good now. She has a good chance of coming home today. I'm not sure what time, but it's a real touchy subject right now for me, and I'm just really blessed, and I'm just glad to have my daughter here with me, and I'm overwhelmed with joy right now, and she's just a miracle to me, and I'm just blessed to still have her, you know. So, and I don't have much more to say than that, other than I just thank all those people that have kept my daughter here with me on this earth, and God bless them all, and all the people that have supported us, and all the prayers that have went out, and I never knew that this would even be like this, or I didn't know if my daughter was even going to make it. So, and she's 100%. I'm telling you, she's everything to me. So,
what's the response from her when you've been just visiting with her?
The day I flew in, they had her sedated, and then as soon as I came into the ICU, she was in critical. And I came in, I put my finger in her hand, and I told her dad was here, and I love her, and she squeezed my hand. And then a few hours later, she tried to open her eyes, and it was just, I haven't left her bedside since, and I've just been here just sitting next to her waiting for her to get better so she can come home.
You hear the stories about a voice actually, you know, asking for help in that car. What kind of goes through your head when you hear that?
I haven't really heard much about that. I haven't watched none of the news or any of the, I haven't really concentrated on any of that. I've just been worried about Lily and her well-being. I really haven't got much into that stuff yet. I haven't even turned the TV on since I've been here. I've just been with her.
We heard you singing and smiling.
She's doing all of her nursery rhymes. She's no more monkeys on the bed. The wheels on the bus. She knows everything she knew before anything happened. It's amazing. And that doctors say it's amazing. So I'm blessed. I'm counting all my blessings right now.
Is she showing any kind of signs of remembering or any kind of what happened or anything like that?
I don't think she likes the bathtub too much right now, but she ended up playing in it today, and she was excited to play with her bath toys, and we got her get her in the bath, so I think it's going to be all right. I don't think she's going to really remember any of that.
Is she asking questions about mom?
No.
Does she know what happened?
I don't think so.
Can you talk about the loss of Jenny and just how hard that's been for you?
I haven't really wrapped my head around that yet. She is the love of my life, and I'm going to miss her a lot. I still have to deal with that, so I don't really have much to say about that. I kind of haven't put all that together yet. But that's kind of a hard situation for me right now.
And you flew in. Where were you when you heard the news?
I was out of state in Montana working. And I got the call from her dad and got the soonest plane ticket I could get out of there. And I got here and been here ever since. Haven't left. So I wanted to thank everybody that supported us and had their prayers for us.
What goes through your mind when you realize how long she was there in the car and all that happened there?
I don't even, it's unbelievable. That just don't happen. She should be gone. She shouldn't be here right now. And she's here with her dad, and she's here with her family. And the Grow Specs have been here supporting me the whole time through this. They've been right here every day with me. Her grandpa, her uncles, her aunts, all of them. They've all supported me a lot through this, and I couldn't have done it without them.